Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, welcome to Live with Pastor Al. I get my tongue twisted right as I'm trying to speak here. But welcome to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock. And if you were listening to the radio in the last half hour, I was able to fill in for Pastor Lutz for the Cause of Christ program, which always precedes us on Friday afternoons at 1 o'clock. And if you've not listened to his program in the past, let me encourage you to listen there at 1 o'clock. It's always a good program. And Pastor Lutz has some of the best guest hosts on from time to time. And maybe that includes me. I was filling in for him, but I'm just thankful Pastor Lutz gave me the opportunity, and I appreciate that. But he does have some good guest hosts that come on from time to time, so it's always a blessing. And then, of course, Pastor Andy Rusnacko will be on at 2 o'clock, and I encourage you to stay for him. He always has a great program. Always learn something listening to him, and he likes to put together lists of things from the Bible, and they're always good. So I encourage you to stay tuned for him if you can as well. And while you're listening, I hope you'll stay tuned for us as well. We'll be on until 2, and we are live, and our telephone line is, our telephone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to have you on here with us today. And some of those telephone lines are open. And just a reminder, you can check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can link there to our Facebook page, or you can go straight to Facebook and look us up, Live with Pastor Al on Facebook. Got a number of things that I post there, and I can usually get things on there a lot faster than on our webpage, livewithpastoral.com. So I encourage you to check those out. There's also links to our home church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and more information about that at the end of the program. And if you're looking for a church where the Bible is preached and taught and believed, I hope you'd give us a consideration. That's our desire, is to teach people the Word of God. You know, we're not a very big church, and we learned a long time ago we can't compete with big churches in terms of programs and activities and all the pizzazz that bigger churches with more money can do, and more resources and more people can do. We're very small. We don't even have our own building. We meet in a hotel. We meet in the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio, right where Interstate 80, that's the Ohio Turnpike, and Interstate 77 cross. And we're located right there. We can see the toll booths right from the meeting room that we meet in. And just a small group. So if you're looking for a place where you can come and learn the Word of God and ask questions, we'd love to have you come out and visit us. Our service schedule, we have, of course, tonight at 7 o'clock, we have our Bible study time, and it's an informal Bible study. You bring the questions and do somewhat what we do on the radio. In fact, the radio is kind of an outgrowth from that. And we talk about quite a lot of things, current events in light of God's Word, questions about the Bible itself. And we just try to help people develop a biblical worldview. And we want people, of course, to come to Christ and know Him as their Lord and Savior. We want to see people saved. But then when you get saved, we want people to develop a biblical worldview, to be able to make sense of the world around us through the light of God's Word, and to be able to be a help and a blessing to others and point others to Christ. That's kind of what we try to do. So nothing fancy, big programs and all those things that the bigger churches have, just a small handful of people meeting together, love the Lord, and want to learn more about Him and His Word, and to be able to understand the world around us in light of His Word. So let me invite you to come out and visit us. Of course, that's 7 o'clock tonight, Friday night, for our Bible study, 7 to 9 p.m., informal. We have refreshments. And then Sunday, of course, our morning service. We start Bible study at 10 a.m., and we're currently looking at causes of unbelief, why some people do not believe the Bible, why some people do not believe in God, some people do not believe in Jesus. We're talking about that on Sunday morning at 10. Then at 11 o'clock, I'm currently preaching through the book of Romans. And then on Sunday night at 6 o'clock, I am currently preaching through the book of Acts. So if you're looking for a church, don't have a church, or looking for a church that actually believes the Bible and preaches from the Word of God, let me invite you to visit us. And you can find us again online. Just go to our website, livewithpastoral.com, and you'll see a link to our church there at livewithpastoral.com. There's also a link to our sponsor, East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. You can find them at 4889 Turney Road in Garfield Heights. And the phone number there is 216-341-9100. They're located right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. If you call them for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100 and mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School at 4889 Turney Road, phone number 216-341-9100. Just had some of their pizza yesterday. Excellent pizza. Love it. And the owner, Gus, it's his own recipe, and you will enjoy meeting him. So let me recommend that. East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. Well, getting back to some things in the last half hour, filling in for Pastor Lutz, I was talking about need to trust Christ as your Savior. He's the only way to heaven, and how that flies in the face of people on the left. They do not like that. It's an inconvenient truth. They chafe against it. They fight against it, and they try to reject it. And when I get that up online, it'll be on our website at livewithpastoral.com, and you can take a listen to that if you didn't get a chance to hear that. So I encourage you to do so. But I wanted to move into something else here today. And of course, if you have a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can call us toll free 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And something that came to my attention here that is concerning for us as Christians is we need to be aware of what's happening down in the State House. There's things happening, of course, all the time in Washington, D.C. that affect us, but a lot of times people forget what's happening here locally in our state capitals, and also at the county level and the level of the local level, you know, the city, village, township, things like that. But right now, they're having some hearings this week on a bill, and let me see if I can find the name of it here. It's House Bill 160. And this bill was sponsored by Representative Nikki Antonio, Democrat from Lakewood, who is an openly homosexual member of the House. And she called the bill a fair proposal that will simply give people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender the same freedom to work, the same freedom to live where they choose, and the same full equal participation in society, just as anyone else in Ohio. As she added, no one should be denied access to a home and all that comes with that responsibility. No one should live in fear of losing their job or be denied the right to pursue a career and be a contributing member of society. As an aside, if you heard my filling in for Pastor Lutz on the program before us, I was talking about how Senator Bernie Sanders was referring to an openly Christian, an openly evangelical Christian, as somebody who was unfit to serve this country. You know, wouldn't it be nice if we could have a bill in the State House that would allow for Christians not to be discriminated against? Hey, you know, there is one now that I think about it that has at least addresses part of that issue. It's called the Ohio Pastors Protection Act, Senate or House Bill 36. It's currently stalled in committee, and guess what group is pressuring, trying to keep it from passing out of committee and being voted on by the whole State House? It's the very LGBT community that is saying that nobody should be discriminated against. Nobody should live in fear of losing their job or being denied a right to pursue a career or be a contributing member of society. They're saying that Christians aren't to be allowed to govern their churches and their ministries according to God's word and their biblical convictions. Isn't that interesting? The very same group that's pressuring your Ohio representatives to keep, and I'm talking about Republicans, not just Democrats in the House, are being pressured and bowing to pressure from the LGBT activists. I believe the group is Equality Ohio and all. And you know, they're saying that Christians should not be allowed to decide whether or not in their church they're going to do same-sex marriages. Now, the pastor, Ohio Pastors Protection Act, does not address whether or not same-sex marriages can take place. It just simply says that pastors, ministers, churches, and church-related organizations, such as church schools, Christian camps, things like that, are not going to be forced to use their facilities to celebrate or participate, or as ministers, be forced to celebrate or participate in same-sex marriages if it's against their sincerely held religious beliefs. They're not saying these marriages can't take place. They're just saying people who have biblical Christian convictions against them should not be forced under penalty of law to participate in them. They, you know, the people wanting the same-sex marriage can go to any number of other churches that are more than willing to celebrate same-sex marriages. I hate using the term marriage in conjunction with that. Marriage is something that has been defined since Genesis chapter 2 as between a man and a woman, and not between two men. God, as they say, God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve or Madam and Eve. You know, so it's an institution that God created, and as a Bible-believing Christian, I could never go along with participating in or allowing our church to participate in a same-sex marriage celebration. And, you know, so the Ohio Pastors Protection Act actually dovetails, I can't think of the exact reference in the Ohio Constitution, where state legislatures are required by the Ohio Constitution to protect the rights of churches and Christians in Ohio to be able to operate according to their beliefs without fear of government retaliation or being sued or something. So it's ironic that the LGBTQ community wants the very things that they want to deny Christians. Well, you know, that reminds me of something I read a long time ago where a Christian activist, and this goes back to the 70s, I think, said basically, we want to put the Christians in the closet that we're coming out of. And that's what we see happening in our country today. So pray about this. Go online. You can look this up. House Bill 160, and there's a number of moderate Republicans and weak-kneed Republicans who are unwilling to defend the rights of Christians in this state may just be willing, unfortunately, to sign on to this bill. So pray about that. Try to get informed in these things, and you're supposed to be salt and light. If you're a born-again believer, the Bible says we're to be salt and light in the world around us. We are listening to Live with Pastor Al, and I've got Jeremiah calling in this afternoon. Jeremiah, welcome to the program today. Hello, Jeremiah.
The program before is such a blessing.
Well, thank you.
The people on the radio, the Christians.
Yeah.
The program before it is such a blessing.
But, yeah, well, thank you for calling. Did you have a question?
Yes. What's right, what's left?
All right. Well, actually, that's another program on this station. But the question, let me address it this way. What's right? God's word is right. You know, that's right there. And I'll take it this way. You know, anything other, you know, that's contrary to God's word is not right. And but you know, we have to be salt and light in salt and light in the world around us, because, you know, we have a responsibility to stand for the truth. And Jesus Christ is truth. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," in John chapter 14. "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And so we know that in him is truth, and in God's word is truth. God's word is truth, and we need to study it. We need to read it. We need to learn it, and we need to apply it. And when we look at things that are happening in the world around us, just like this situation with this bill, this House Bill 160 to ban gay discrimination, we need to understand, we need to look at that through the light of God's word. Obviously, when we see people in public, we're not supposed to be mean to people. We're supposed to preach the truth in love. But at the same time, we are supposed to stand for truth. We are supposed to do what we can to try and make a difference in the world around us. And we can't force our beliefs. I mean, see, this is a big difference between biblical Christianity and, let's say, Islam, for instance. In Islam, it is the duty of Muslims to not only submit to the Sharia law. In fact, that's what Muslim is, one who submits. Islam means submission, and a Muslim, with the M-O at the beginning there, one who submits. And so they're one who submits. And their duty is to compel everyone else to submit. That's why a week or so ago in Egypt, when Islamic terrorists, I think ISIS took a responsibility for it, when they stopped the busload of Coptic Christians that were going to a Christian shrine or something there in Egypt, and they brought them off the bus one by one. They asked them if they were a Muslim. If they were not, if they said no, they asked them to become a Muslim, and if they refused, which I believe everybody did, they simply shot them. They killed them one by one as they brought them off the bus. And this is something that happens repeatedly in Islam, because that's part of the responsibility of Muslims, is to, according to the Quran, strike terror, fear, into the heart of the unbelievers. That's why Islam looks at all of the non-Islamic world as the house of war, because it's at war with Islam. And then the Islamic world is the house of submission, or the house of Islam. And a Muslim, of course, one who submits. And so they are to use force to compel people to accept Islam. That's how Muhammad spread Islam in the beginning, when he spread across the Arabian Peninsula and across, and Islam spread across North Africa. It was often at the force of the sword. Now, in Christianity, we're not told to spread Christianity at the point of a sword. Yeah, there's a lot of wars and things that took place in the Old Testament. And many times, those battles that took place in the Old Testament were battles not to spread Judaism, certainly not Christianity at that time, but they weren't battles to spread Judaism. They were battles where oftentimes the Jewish people were used, for instance, when they went into the Promised Land, in the land of Canaan, to destroy the inhabitants of the land. God had passed judgment on them because of their sin, their rebellion, their idolatry, their wickedness, their iniquity, and as a result, God poured out judgment on them, and he used the Jewish armies as a tool of judgment, much like when the Jewish people in the land rejected God and descended into idolatry, and they were sacrificing their children to false gods, and God raised up the Babylonians under Nebuchadnezzar, who was a pagan king at the time, and referred to him in the book of Jeremiah as his servant. and he brought him against Jerusalem and used Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian armies to destroy Jerusalem, destroy the temple, because the Jews had rejected God. And so God cut them off for a time and brought them into captivity for 70 years. He used them as the Babylonians as tools of judgment, much like when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. In that case, he did not use people as tools. He rained down fire and brimstone and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of their wickedness, because of their homosexual abomination that they were guilty of there. And just like when God destroyed the world in Genesis with Noah's flood, Genesis chapter 6 or so, when he said he would send a flood because of man being wicked. God used sometimes these means, but they were means of judgment over people that had rejected him, whether it was a flood, whether it was fire and brimstone from heaven, whether it was the Jewish armies, whether it was the Babylonian armies, whether it was the Philistines or the Moabites being raised up in the book of Judges against Israel when they rejected God. Whatever the case may be, these were tools of judgment, not trying to spread Judaism, but they were judgment over people who had rejected God. And then, of course, in the New Testament, we're in the age of grace, and Christianity, the outgrowth of Judaism. Judaism was there to ready people to receive the Messiah, and the Messiah came, and those who accepted Jesus as the Messiah, they followed the fulfillment of what Judaism was. Unfortunately, some people still rejected the Messiah, and they remained stuck in Judaism and did not progress to the next step that God wanted them to in the New Testament. But the Christians were never called to go slaughter people or use the sword to spread the word of God. Now, Roman Catholicism, when they departed from the Bible and they began looking to the word of men and given the tradition of men the same standing as the written word of God, in fact, in practice, greater standing than the written word of God, they began enforcing their beliefs with the sword. Now, that was never God's intention. In fact, coming from a Baptist background, there's a spiritual history there that goes back to the first century, despite revisionist history that tries to say the Baptists came out of the English separatists in the 1600s. That's simply a false teaching that really did not originate until the late 1800s, early 1900s. But the Baptists have always stood for reasoning out of the scriptures, reasoning and sharing what we believe and why we believing it, and allowing the Holy Spirit to work in the heart of an unsaved person. The Holy Spirit of God brings that unsaved person under conviction when they realize their sin, when they realize that Jesus Christ is indeed the Messiah that the Old Testament prophets foretold, and that he died on the cross to make the final payment for our sin with his own blood. When he died for us, he paid for our sin. He was buried. He rose again the third day victorious over sin and death. And when we confess our sin to an almighty, holy God, and we believe that Jesus Christ, as God in the flesh, paid for our sin with his own blood, and that we believe in the resurrection because that shows that the payment was sufficient. He paid for our sin. The payment was made. And so the grave could not hold him. He rose victorious over sin and death. We confess our sin. We accept the payment that Jesus Christ made. You know what we do when we do that? We're acknowledging him as God. We're acknowledging him as our Lord. And when we do that, we take ourselves out of the driver's seat and we put somebody else there. It's God. You know, like those bumper stickers that said, God is my co-pilot. Well, you need to switch seats. God ought to be the pilot, not the co-pilot. God is the pilot. We need to put him in charge of our life. We need to trust Christ as our Savior. And when we do so, our sins are forgiven, and we have a home with him for all eternity. What a blessing. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, let me encourage you to do so. I mean, that's one of the reasons we do this program. We want to help Christians grow in their relationship. But you got to trust Christ as your Savior to start that process. He loves you. He wants a relationship with you. Nobody's going to force you. God's not going to force you. It's a choice you have to make. He'll make himself clear to you, but you have to make the choice. Thanks for listening. Join us next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.